Today on Seculo, facts under attack by big tech.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Jordan Seculo.
Well, folks, we are handling something right now. So for our terrestrial radio audience, we're going to be talking about the first couple of segments, this censorship by big tech coming after conservative organizations just because they're conservative and they don't like the message. They don't like the truth, if you will, and the facts. And you know, on our broadcast, we are very careful. Most of us are attorneys. We're very careful when we make assertions or we go through a legal document, a pleading, and information like that, that we are giving you the most accurate information possible. Now, we're a live broadcast. Everything is not always perfect. We deal with breaking news. I mean, you know, with the Ukraine-Russia issue, we have to deal with this breaking discussions and the president saying we're on the cusp of war for like the last 3 weeks, and yet there's not been a war, and now there's talks of diplomatic meetings. We're going to be talking about that with Rick Rennell today. But for our regular radio audience, we're going to be spending a little time right now because you might not know, if you're not used to watching the broadcast, you're more used to listening to the broadcast. We had an issue with Facebook over the weekend where lots of our broadcasts were being inaccurately labeled as partly false. Broadcasts that didn't even link to why they were saying it was partly false. They had nothing to do with it. So we are in works to resolve that with Facebook. But as you know, folks, there's been concerted efforts by these big tech companies who aren't friendly to conservatives to try and silence or deplatform conservatives. So we decided today for our online audience, and we're talking to our whole audience right now, to shift over to Rumble. So we just did that message for our Facebook normal viewers that we've shifted completely over to Rumble for the video broadcast of our show. Listen, we do everything possible to be as accurate as possible every day, but we deal with breaking news. That means things change. Now, what doesn't typically change is court documents and other things like that. And that's where we got Facebook came after us. I'm not going to get deep into the details, but the truth is, if you can't read from a court document on a social media platform, then you're in some real trouble in America.
That's right. I think a lot of people have a lot to say about this. They're seeing themselves, because understand this. Not only did they mark some of our videos in full episodes of this broadcast as partly false, and again, inaccurate. Some were not even connected to what the fact checkers put on there. We're not even a connected topic. So we're completely inaccurately tagged with this. That means everyone that shared, which is thousands of people, got a notification, and likely a lot of the people who just saw the content from someone that shared it got a notification saying what they saw, what they shared was inaccurate or partially false, which is, again, damaging to the organization. It's damaging to our brand. It's wrong. It's just plainly wrong. And this is something that we're going to have to address. We are dealing with Facebook. Look, we have a loyal Facebook audience. We understand that. We're not abandoning ship on Facebook here. But what we are saying is, until this is resolved, we will be on Rumble and other platforms that will protect it.
Yeah, I find this, you know, in our situation, quite unique in this sense. I've spent 40 years before the Supreme Court of the United States arguing free speech cases with the concept of viewpoint neutrality. In other words, that the marketplace of ideas is supposed to be open to divergent viewpoints, different viewpoints, that you don't censor one side of the debate. In other words, content-based censorship, the Supreme Court said, is at the heart of what makes free speech allowed if you don't censor that kind of content. Viewpoint neutrality is the key. 9 justices of the Supreme Court have agreed with me for decades. Apparently, others in big tech did not. And that's why we're on Rumble today discussing this.
Yeah, and we're going to actually stay live during the break, this coming up break. So if you're watching right now, a lot of times we play video packages and all that. Today, we are just going to stay live through this break to kind of break this down even more for you. So we're not going anywhere if you're watching online.
Yeah. And listen, we're in our regular radio broadcast, so we want to hear from you. Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110, about this big tech trying to silence conservatives over just reporting the news. That's what's absurd here. You can't even report the news without fear of big tech coming after you. 1-800-684-3110. We'll be right back.
The challenges facing Americans are substantial. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line. We could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at aclj.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today, aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Welcome back to Seculo. We are taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We're talking about big tech a bit because we've been targeted by big tech. And you know, we're a big organization that's able to deal with these companies. We have teams of people to deal with the fact checkers, to deal with Meta, which is the company that owns Facebook. We have our contacts there. We're not like, you know, we're different than like an ordinary person when this happens to them. You can imagine it's overwhelming and you kind of feel like you just leave the platform. We're not doing that yet with Facebook. We're trying to work things out. But what we are have decided to do today is to take our entire video broadcast over into Rumble. And we went only for about, you know, 5 minutes before the broadcast. And we just told people to click the link. And what we're starting to see is a couple things. One, that there were a lot more people click that link than Facebook even said were watching.
A lot, twice the amount.
So, you know, right there when this comment came in on Rumble from Cycling Addict, said big tech is self-canceling themselves. I love it. That it may be that to a significant part of the public, at least half the country, which identifies, you know, as more conservative, half more liberal, that they may be self-canceling themselves to about half of who their potential users could be.
Well, I mean, you can't argue with just pure facts. Now, like Logan said, maybe they count the numbers differently. But here's the truth. When we said switch over to Rumble from Facebook, we were on that Facebook feed for about 5 minutes, like Jordan said, we have almost now tripled what that audience was. And initially, it doubled. And again, Facebook inaccurately labeled broadcasts of ours as inaccurate when we're very concerned about accuracy because we're a law firm. And many of you got notifications about that, and that's why we have taken this action. But I'm going to tell you something. I have argued in the Supreme Court for a decade that when you have speech you disagree with, the way you handle that with is more speech on the point you agree with. And that's what the marketplace of ideas is supposed to mean. The marketplace of ideas is not supposed to mean that big tech takes one side of the debate and then shuts everybody else out or labels you partly false as if that's not significant when they do it, which it is, Logan.
Yeah, it's significant for a couple reasons. One, obviously it's limiting your reach. A lot of people will not see that content anymore. So if people share all of that, you see things happen, especially if they add up over time. This wasn't just one alert we got. It was about, I'm not sure exact numbers, but it was multiple things that we shared, again, unrelated to even why they would tag us as partially false. But what that did, the reason we felt like we had to address it on the air, and the reason I've said give us a call, we'll know if you got that notification, what you thought, 1-800-684-3110, is it notified everyone likely that had shared that broadcast that they had shared something that was inaccurate and may have even notified the people that interacted with the people that shared.
I also want to say, can I use this moment to thank our radio audience? Because of our radio stations that we're on, we don't have to worry about that part of it on our radio broadcast. So for all the stations, the local station that you're listening on right now, thank you to those stations that carry the broadcast and don't engage in this kind of censorship of our material. Remember, this was targeting us. That's who they targeted here, Jordan. They targeted us.
Yes, it was targeted by the ACLJ, and in effect, that targets our most loyal supporters online who share our broadcasts with their friends and family when we ask them to do that. They're the people who got the notification as well. It's the people who really are the most engaged with us online, and that is why, you know, we wanted to be out and clear, even because, you know, I had my official account that shares the broadcast out, so I got all the notifications too. And you know, it makes me wonder too, and I'm part of the organization. How did this start happening? Why did I get 10 of these overnight? So we thought, you know, we have to address this, but we're also not just going to go back up on Facebook unknowingly and know if whether it's going to get tagged that way again. So until that's handled, but we're also learning a lot from this day already. Our numbers are now higher on Rumble than they usually would be on Facebook, but for a big break, like a big breaking news day that we were directly involved with lately. You know, in the past, the numbers were much different. Now, there are different algorithms for different, everybody's got different back-end algorithms and numbers. But what it meant was, by saying to our loyal audience on Facebook, click the link, go over here, all of you did that, and it appears that there were a lot more of you than Facebook's even telling us are there.
Yeah, and that's pretty amazing to see that. Let's go ahead.
And we're not talking about like 500 more. We're talking thousands,
thousands more. And look,
two
I think
or three times the amount.
We are probably right now the largest broadcast on Rumble. So, yes. I mean live.
We've now made it to their homepage too.
Yeah. So that's I appreciate everyone at Rumble for helping us out. But that's beyond that. This was not that. This was the fact that all of you clicked over. We appreciate
that's where we probably
that. Probably
got it there.
Probably got it. So let's go ahead. Should we take a call?
Sure. Let's go to Tina in Utah on line one. Hey, Tina.
Hi. How we doing today? Just want to say thank you guys for all that you do. And yes, I did. I immediately clicked over. Just wanted to say, yeah, there's quite a bit of problem with that online with Facebook. I'm switching over to Rumble, but I had a problem all last week. For 3 days in a row, I tried to connect to Rumble and get signed up. And my wheels just kept spinning and spinning and spinning, and they wouldn't let me go through.
We don't, Tina, I don't know the back. People from Rumble are watching right now, so maybe they could help you. I can't help you there, but I understand that. Look, it's emerging tech. A lot of things happen. Look, half the time my Facebook broadcast gets interrupted just because of your internet changing. So a lot of that stuff is that. And look, we're not telling people. We're not saying we're never going back on Facebook again, by the way. Our hope is to clarify this. But right now, honestly, the numbers say maybe we should. Because Facebook has done us no favors in looking at this, go, okay, well, maybe Rumble's over here.
I want to thank our friends at Rumble. First of all, we've been with Rumble since the Rumble launched, and I am glad we are, and I am thrilled that they're now highlighting us on the homepage. But, folks, this is an issue of big tech censorship. Understand what this is. The new censors. They are disagreeing with the message, so they say. They don't take you off necessarily. They just label you partly false.
Well, and then that your people don't want to get a bunch of notifications like that they sent their friends that kind of information. So then your reach goes down. They start saying, well, this is a group that keeps getting hit like this by our algorithm, so we're going to put them, they won't reach as many people with their post. And you essentially, you aren't deplatformed, like taken off, but in a sense you are. Your reach is limited. Now, what is important here is that we're seeing this before a midterm election. The reason why it's so important for groups like us to get this kind of information, get truth out there, and deal with the tough issues, especially around elections. We are getting close to the midterms, so you don't want to be shut off then and not have another place to go. But imagine how bad this is going to be. I'll take phone calls. It's 1-800-684-3110 when we're in another presidential election.
Mm.
I mean, this is just them testing how to shut us up in a politically heightened time. Except for right now, we're talking about getting close to midterms, but it's Biden with extremely low poll numbers and really disastrous domestic policy, disastrous foreign policy. The whole country turned on Biden, but for his liberal supporters. And unfortunately, it looks like companies like Facebook have turned, and instead of being free speech companies and more libertarian, they have drank the Kool-Aid from the left. And they instead go by what CNN's Brian Stelter says in his talking points.
Yeah, and if more of these type of, you know, alternative social medias pop up that have legs and legitimacy, I think the more you're going to see people move, because we're seeing that here today. And look, this came in on Rumble. One of our comments said that she received the notification on Facebook and she deleted our post because she didn't want the Jay Sekulow page to look like it was spreading false information, even though she knew it was actual truth. And that's sort of the problem. That's where it starts to, like you said, it's not necessarily the deplatforming. It's the, no one wants on their page a partially false notification.
Not right.
So, or partly false, clarify, partly false notification. So they'll go ahead and delete it, even if they agree with you. And they know you're right, because they don't want that on their account, because then they don't want to get banned. You know, it's this whole, or to get, you know, censored, essentially. It's a, it's an interesting time. We're seeing interesting things. And we appreciate everyone who's calling right now. We're trying to get through those phone calls. We can get some screened. That'd be great.
Yeah. So, but I want to talk about the censorship aspect of this. Because you mentioned, Jordan, the midterms are coming up. If they're doing this now, okay, we're not going to get into what that was, but they labeled a law firm's information as partly false. And by the way, what does that even mean? Well, I'll tell you what it meant. Thousands of you get a notification. And this is what we've got to be careful with big tech. So again, I'm going to thank the people at Rumble for not only hosting us, but promoting this today. And I will tell you something. It tells us a lot. This experiment we did today, which we talked about all weekend, it tells me a lot about what may or may not have been going on that other platform.
Well, and the truth is, this whole idea of partly false is a scam. You cannot be partly false. Either it's false or it's not. What this is, we don't like your take on the facts. So we don't like your analysis. And if you get into that part of the world, so you're all reading from the same news, but we don't like the way you're analyzing the news. We don't like what you're reading into and how you're discussing it, even though you're all based off the same factual information. I mean, these are made up categories, like partly false. And so while we're taking it head on, we're able to do so at the ACLJ because we have a team that can do it. You know, we realize how it impacts individuals, especially who don't have that kind of team. We want to hear from you. 1-800-684-3110. We'll be right back on Sekulow.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. The challenges facing Americans are substantial. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line. We could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at aclj.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today, aclj.org.
Seculo. So for, you know, our, again, our audience who listens to the broadcast through radio, Sirius XM, no difference for you. It's for our audience that watches the broadcast. We move people over today from Facebook to Rumble, and we want to thank everybody who just clicked that link and did that. All of you did, and even more. And Rumble, thank them for their posting, hosting us around their homepage as kind of a place to go watch. So, again, viewership through the video broadcast is going up. We also are taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. Yeah, I want to make it clear, too. We're here today because Facebook started labeling all these videos we had as partly false and then giving notifications out because we asked you to share it all the time to anybody who shared or commented on them. And we went back and looked, and there was this common theme of what they said was partly false. But on, for instance, one of the episodes we posted was about a was a totally unrelated topic that occurred before what they were even talking about as false had occurred. So we started just getting every video labeled this way. So while we're dealing with this with Facebook, we pushed our entire Facebook audience over to Rumble today. It might be tomorrow as well. And maybe again, look into the future. And also we're starting to see some very different numbers. Based, it could be based off algorithms, but it could also be based off Facebook was already doing this to us without putting the labels on, but not getting our reach out as high and not even letting us know the kind of reach we had, because of course that has economic consequences for Facebook.
Yeah, and unlike them as well, that Rumble saw that we were doing this and they've now featured us as their top video. So a lot of you are brand new to the broadcast, so we probably need to address you all and say thank you for coming over. We do this every day, noon to 1 Eastern time. So thanks to all the new Rumble viewers, but also obviously over 100%, according to Facebook, came over for us, and that
200%.
Is, and that's very interesting. And a lot of people
are
commenting.
Rumble's promoting now too.
And yeah, now Rumble's promoting, so we can't, you know, put it all there. We have to thank our friends at Rumble. Like you said, we've been on Rumble for a long time. You'll find tons of video content. This is probably the first time we've been featured this heavily. So thank you.
But I'll tell you, you know, we have fought against viewpoint-based discrimination for many, many decades before the Supreme Court. And you know, in most of those cases, when we won unanimously. Even the left agreed that you can't discriminate against one viewpoint. But yet big tech gets away with it, and they think that that's okay. And that's not okay. And what's happening is they are making the case worse for them because it's an unregulated environment pretty much. And then this kind of stuff happens, and people start thinking regulation, which is not the answer to this. The answer to this is more places to speak. Today it's Rumble and our radio stations around the country. But again, to label our information as partly false on information, and then if you click that and went to what it was particularly, it wasn't even, the show wasn't about that topic.
Yeah, and they'll claim that was a glitch or a bot in the system.
Let's say
and
it was.
Yeah, so in general,
they harmed
though,
us in the middle.
And in general, it does, you know, pretty bad harm to organizations like ours and a broadcast like ours because, as we said, some commenters say, hey, I got the notification, and to try to make people know you're not, they know that they're wrong, but they don't want it to seem like you're sharing fake, you know, and partly false information. So they end up deleting it, and there goes your entire spread of audience. So it is something that is happening, not just on the big level. We are seeing tons of people say they get this happen all the time. One person commented that they got put in Facebook jail, which, you know, usually they'll lock you up. They say, hey, 3 days a week, you know, you can say, and they're going back posts. Bots are going back for posts 5-6 years ago, and are saying, well, this is no longer, you know, accurate. And we've seen so much of this,
and they've been proved wrong time and time again.
In the last year, we've seen it happen over and over and over again with theories and things like that that have come out that people have shared.
Well, and they did that with the whole pandemic and the China lab versus was it created in a lab or in the wet market, and they labeled it false information if you were saying it was created in a lab until it was pretty much determined it was created in a lab.
Or it was just determined that it's a viable possibility.
Yes. Yeah.
And a lot of people then, you know, suffer the consequences of that when it comes to their platform. And look, none of us are guaranteed social media. It's not like it's not a right.
No, but it's but not, it the is. Idea that you would censor people out because you disagree with their view, and then to take it another step, not just censor them, but then label them. It was just what Facebook did. They labeled it, and that was wrong too.
Yeah, let's go to the phones. Julie in California, online 3. Hey, Julie.
Hi, everyone.
Go ahead, Julie. There.
That Facebook. Can you hear me?
Sorry, you broke up. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Hello?
All right, Julie, we're going to have to go back to Julie.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah. Okay, so you're having phone issues there. Let me ask people too, like and share the Rumble broadcast. I mean, if you got your account there set up, you could share it too.
Look, if you have Facebook, you could share the Rumble link. You know, feel free to share this however you would.
Still over there, but I don't think many people are right now. That video will be there for people later in the day, so people can still see this broadcast. We are doing this for as much for our supporters and our audience as we are for the ACLJ, because we know the impact this has on you. Like you said, you get all these partly false flags and your information that you shared to your friends and your family, and that's no good. But I think that Dell on Rumble is right. Facebook picking on the wrong organization. You know, it's easy for Facebook to pick on individuals. It's a lot tougher to pick on the ACLJ, because honest to God, end of the day, we don't need them. That's the truth. Now, we'd like to work with them. We want to work with all these different platforms.
And we have for years.
And we also want to encourage them to be better as organizations and companies. So you don't want to just let them go because of the size they are and not fight back and say, do the right thing, Facebook or Meta or however they want to call themselves. But at the end of the day, because these other platforms like Rumble, who have now served, have kind of been able to exist long enough to be tested, to make sure they can handle the incoming, to make sure.
Well, we did. This was a heck of a test today. I mean, we did that. Your team, Logan, got together over the weekend, but then even this morning to figure out how we were going to do this pivot, this transition. And because we're dealing with censorship, which is what this is, and I think a total violation of First Amendment principles, we were able to go to Rumble, and they were able to handle it. Now they're promoting it, which we appreciate, and it makes a big difference. Because the idea of what Jordan said is right, that they could pick on you, and then now they take on the ACLJ by labeling partly false based on a statement that was not in the broadcast. And that's what, and we verified that many times, Logan, that they labeled something false that wasn't even the topic of the broadcast.
Well, partly false. And even when they did, when it was the topic, this is just their politics at play. It was, the words they said were okay, but not okay. I mean, I'm not going to get into it, but it was ridiculous. They came up, it was like semantics. They were looking through a thesaurus for the same word. They just didn't like that word. So they gave us another word and said, well, you could use this one. And maybe I can say that. Can I say that word?
Here's the deal. What it really has to do with is the origin of that story also came from Fox News, which also got hit with it as well.
So Fox News uses the word.
I think you could say the word.
Say the word.
So the word is infiltrate. And instead they said, you know what Facebook literally came back and said? Use exploit. So it's okay to say the Clinton or whatever exploited. It's not okay to say infiltrate.
It's ridiculous. First of all, it's not even realize what they're doing. Here's the words we'd like you to say.
Oh, yeah?
Is that how that works in the United States of America now? Here's the words we would like you to stay on this social media platform that's supposed to be okay.
All right. We are taking calls. Rick Rennell's going to be joining us. We do have a second half hour if you're listening on over the air.
Keep sharing.
If you're watching online, we're not going anywhere. We have a full half hour left on the broadcast. I'm sure if you're new to Rumble, welcome to our platform here. If you're from Rumble and you've just seen this show, Rick Rennell's going to be joining us. You're probably a fan of his, so he'll be on our broadcast. And he's on this show multiple times a week, so make sure you're subscribing to our channel over on Rumble if you're there. And we'll be back shortly again. Check out the work also of the ACLJ at aclj.org.
For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at aclj.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today, aclj.org.
keeping you informed and engaged. Now more than ever. This is Seculo. And now your host, Jordan Seculo.
Hey, welcome back to Seculo. For our radio listeners, Sirius XM listeners, this might have been a little bit different for broadcast, taking on, you know, talking about the big tech issues. But for those who watch our broadcast, understand that we're on a lot of platforms every day with our broadcast, and Rumble is one of them. But we decided, because of Facebook went through a bunch of our live broadcasts and labeled them partly false, that also sent notifications to all of you who we ask, our loyal supporters, to share those broadcasts. Got those notifications as well, and that was, you know, on their page. It's a ridiculous kind of thing to say partly false. Even going through that, you can identify the problems, but it's politics. That's all this is, folks. You don't have to get into any deeper. It's politics of analysis. It's not that the story we were talking about, which was in every news story across the country, it was they don't like our analysis of the story. And of course, you know, we're attorneys. That's what we do, is we take these stories and we analyze them, or else we'd just be a news broadcast. But because, again, Facebook did this, we said, well, instead of just playing the game with Facebook, we're just going to go today and tell all of our Facebook audience right before the show, click on the Rumble link. And you did. So thank you for those of you who went right from Facebook to Rumble. Thank Rumble for hosting us right on the homepage for the broadcast, too, bringing a lot of new people in. But for our radio audience, and for everyone who's just enjoying the show right now, we're going to get into what's going on in the world as well. We're not ignoring Ukraine and Russia. Rick Rennell is about to join us. Now, for those of you on Rumble who probably know Rick from a lot of other different ways, Rick is part of our team at the ACLJ. He's a senior advisor for foreign policy and national security. He's on our broadcast at least a couple times a week. He writes for our website at aclj.org. So Rick will be joining us, and it'll just be like normal. We'll be live, and we'll be talking about the issues that are really number one in front and center right now in the world, and that is Ukraine, Russia, and continuing to get his insights as they talk about these meetings this week and all of that.
Yeah, for those that are completely new to us and are just finding us because Rumble is featuring us, and thank you very much, we do this show each and every day. That is at noon Eastern, from noon to 1. We put up videos also continually throughout the day, but we go live where you can interact, be a part of the broadcast, live Monday through Friday, noon to 1 Eastern. So find us there.
Take a phone call.
Yeah, we'll go to Sharon in Kansas online, too. Hey, Sharon.
Hi there. Thank you so much for what you do. My concern is, okay, we can't violate the Constitution, free speech, et cetera, but this is almost bordering on fascism. It's like they're doing an end around in indirect ways to censor, to tell us what we need to say or can't say. Is there any way to legally take care of this? Should the states get more involved, or can they legally?
Yes. Here's the issue. These companies like Facebook, these big tech companies, have used a part of the law to circumvent real freedom of speech. And that's because to allow the internet to grow and flourish, legislators at the time, I think it was probably the right decision, said, you know what, we're not going to make them liable for crazy people that show up on the site,
right,
bad things that pop up. They've got to deal with a lot of people posting bad content. But you know what we're seeing now? Where they're focusing their attention on is politics. Not trafficking, not drugs, not illegal activity, but political speech they don't like. They might still do the other, but they're spending a significant amount of their resources working with outside firms as well to silence political speech they don't like. And they do it under the guise of, we're not liable anyways. You can't actually bring us to court. But guess what? There's plenty of legislators in Congress who have said, you know what? Maybe we've let them grow enough. Maybe it's time to treat them like big boys.
Yeah.
And if they're going to start censoring members of Congress, presidents, et cetera, then we're not going to keep those kind of protections for them anymore.
No.
And that would be the end to a lot of groups like Facebook. If they became liable to suit, I mean, you're already seeing their stock in trouble trying to transfer over from Facebook and their usership going down. So imagine if they were liable all of a sudden for the bad, real bad content.
I mean, the idea
that
you were having to ask them for what words we could use that would they think would be appropriate to get something marked not partly false is a little bit of it tells you what's wrong with the way this mechanism is. But again, thanks to our good friends at Rumble and our radio stations around the country that carry us.
Yeah, we'll be right back with Rick Grinnell. If you want to get your phone call in, 1-800-684-3110, you can always comment on Rumble. So I'm going to get your comments in. We'll try to take some of those on the air as well. We'll be right back.
The challenges facing Americans are substantial. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line. We could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at aclj.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today, aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
We are taking your phone calls as well. Rick Rennell is going to join us in a minute. 1-800-684-3110 to talk to us on air. I'm going to go to the phones. Don in Colorado on line 5. Hey, Don.
Hey, guys. You guys are doing a great job. What I wanted to say was I'm not shocked or I'm not surprised that Facebook did this to you, considering you guys are lawyers. But that's happening all across the board to everyone. And to me, I say everybody just leave Facebook. Let them go the way of, I can't even remember the name of the social media site years ago, but it's
MySpace probably. Yeah, and listen, yeah. When you become ads only, and we already know people are leaving. You would think to groups like ours who increase viewership, you would not be trying to censor, and instead you'd still be going after actual illegal content, which the law protects them from being sued over. Like child sex trafficking. Those posts, they do have a duty to take down, but you can't sue them over how long it takes them to find it out, or terrorism, drugs, real, actual, illegal things, things that aren't covered by free speech in America. It's a very limited class of things. It's criminal. But what they've become is the censorship police. We knew it was happening, but what we've tried to do at the ACLJ is to be on every platform possible. Every place possible so that people can see us wherever they are, wherever they're comfortable. But I think we're in a different spot, Logan, than most people would be, because we can take it to Facebook immediately.
Yeah, we've already been in discussion with Facebook over the last 48 hours.
Today's a federal holiday as well.
Yeah, we've been talking to Facebook as recently as in the last hour. We've had our social team on this. So again, we're not taking it lightly. We know thousands of you got that notification. But we're also going to try to work with Facebook to get this eradicated, because what we want is for more people to be able to see and hear our voices and what we have to say and what you want us to share. That's the most important thing, is to make sure that we're not silenced and we don't just all abandon ship when these kind of things happen. But when they do happen, you have to take action.
All right, we've got Rick Rennell joining us. So, Rick, we've been talking about this whole censorship issue with Facebook that we've been dealing with over the weekend. I wanted to get your sense. We'll talk about Ukraine and Russia too, but your sense on the censorship issue with big tech.
Look, I think that it's growing. The censorship is growing, and we've got to be able to push back. I mean, it's a supply and demand issue. We have so many conservatives who are demanding that their voices be heard on social media or other platforms. And when they're canceled, it's a silencing of the conservatives. I'm so happy to see the Truth Social launched, President Trump's new social media platform. I'm excited to see it because I know that, conservatives won't be silenced and our voices won't be censored in any way. So I think that if you have a business, if you have a voice in social media, even if you're commenting, you've seen how Facebook, Instagram, a whole bunch of social media platforms are beginning to take the conservative voice and silence them. And shadow ban them and put warning labels on their opinions, and it's getting out of hand.
Yeah, we were labeled, a number of our videos were labeled partly false. They're saying this to a legal organization, which is, you know, the irony of that is rich.
Well, what's cool is they didn't like the story that was out because of who it was about, and they didn't like the analysis. And, you know, it's not, again, it's selective censorship, and it will be the downfall of those companies if they continue it. Because there will be new places to go. And once you start losing half the country to new places to go, I mean, again, these companies are always dealing with how do they stay relevant. You know, it's interesting because we saw not only, Rick talked about the shadow banning, we also saw, and we've seen it, one of our callers brought it up, Ronald, I'm not going to go Ronald yet, but that in a sense, it was already undermining the effectiveness of many of our posts. But we just weren't. We couldn't figure out why. We don't see the back end. And Rick, that's another part of this is that even if you don't get those partly false, you know that you're not reaching even the amount of people you should be who have signed up to get your notifications and alerts.
Well, they are controlling access, and that's their power. And so, you know, when you control access to half the country. You can really make an impact on the effectiveness of a message or a business. And so I think that we've got to move back to the day where, you know, when I grew up, my dad would say, sit and listen to the other argument.
Right.
Don't be so offended. Sit there and listen. Don't just talk over someone. But you might learn something if you sit and listen. That whole tolerance and diversity argument is really now with the conservatives, where the conservatives are the ones that are saying, just hear me out before you scream or shout me out or run out of the room.
We used to say, when I argued those Supreme Court cases, that the way you handle speech you disagree with is more speech. But that is not the view of the left. I mean, that's clear. I mean, and by the way, crystal clear on that. But Rick, we also want to get into what is happening right now, the latest in Russia and Ukraine.
Right.
And we want to get
so Rick, we've got this, you know, we've got this potential meeting Thursday between our Secretary of State and Russia's foreign ministry, and then maybe a meeting between President Biden and President Putin after that. There's been some back and forth on that. I mean, we were told on Friday again by President Biden that the invasion was happening in days. It's been days. There has not been a full-on invasion. There has been some conflicts in areas where there's really been conflict going on for the last decade. Where do you think it stands right now? I mean, just taking the politics out of it between whether or not Russia is going to invade.
Well, look, they've clearly moved equipment into the borderline. And we know that the Russians have always been very bad about being belligerent and bullies in this part of the world. And so what I think that we have to be able to do is utilize every possible diplomatic tool, peaceful measure, before we just assume that the bloody war is going to happen and there's not much that we can do about it. And that's why I'm supporting sanctions, Nord Stream 2 sanctions, banking sanctions. All of these things are peaceful measures, and they're diplomatic measures that have been shoved aside, and for some reason, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and Anthony Blinken are all talking about a bloody war before they implement sanctions. It's like they want to see the blood in order to believe that this is going to happen, but yet they're out there messaging that the intelligence is verified and that this bloody war is coming. So I don't understand why, if we believe a bloody war is coming, why aren't we utilizing peaceful measures to stop it.
When the president of Ukraine addressed world leaders at the Munich conference, Rick, he said exactly what you've been saying in this broadcast for the last few weeks. Is it all this talk about sanctions, they better happen now. Because after my country's invaded, the sanctions don't matter anymore. So, I mean, they get this to the Ukrainians.
Right.
This is cheap talk by the Biden administration.
Well, look, I have to say that when there's a crisis, it matters who the United States puts forward as their top diplomat or as their negotiator. We've seen disastrous negotiations in North Korea, in Iran, and now with Russia. We have Tony Blinken, who is a terrible negotiator. He's nervous. He's not firm. He caves. He's sent in Wendy Sherman, the deputy. Her reputation is to give away everything. They call her, "What do you want, Wendy?" And she just gives the other side exactly what they want. Now we have Kamala Harris going to the Munich Security Conference. And if you saw her speech or her interviews, it's embarrassing that she is the lead negotiator for us. She doesn't talk tough like a diplomat. She doesn't have specifics that a diplomat should have. She is not giving the reactions of what the United States has in their arsenal to stop the Russians. So she failed in trying to blunt the Russians and getting them to deter their actions. And now we're being told that Joe Biden is going to be the next negotiator against Putin. I think President Putin loves that.
I'm going to play this. It's only 16 seconds. This was the President Zelensky of Ukraine. It's through a translator. But telling the world this no sanctions now is a disaster for them.
We don't need your sanctions after the bombardment will happen and after our country will be fired at, or after we will have no borders, or after we will have no economy, or parts of our countries will be occupied. Why would we need those sanctions then?
And this is a point, Rick, we only got less than a minute here, of doing the sanctions now as a preemptive, as you were saying, versus waiting to see if there's bloodshed. Makes no sense.
I think that we can't talk about this issue without talking about the disaster in Afghanistan and what this means for the Biden administration. They are trying to look tough. They are trying to pretend like they're standing up to Russia, and therefore they're going to allow bloodshed in order to improve their messaging and their image. And I think it's atrocious. We should be sanctioning the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, which is the Russian pipeline, and putting banking sanctions on the Russians.
All right, Rick, we appreciate it. Rick Rennell, senior advisor to the ACLJ, former director of national intelligence and ambassador to Germany, and of course, over a decade at the United Nations. So we appreciate it, Rick. We're going to be back with more in just a moment.
That's right. You can join us on and check out ACLJ.org while you're at it. If you're new to the broadcast, especially if the show's over, check out ACLJ.org for a lot of great more content.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. The challenges facing Americans are substantial. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line: we could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at aclj.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today, aclj.org.
Welcome back to Secular. We've been talking about big tech censorship. We did update you on Ukraine, Russia, and you know this idea that all this talk that you know the sanctions would come after an invasion. You heard the president of Ukraine even say that's absurd. Rick Grinnell's been talking about how absurd that is. That you put those in place to prevent war. You don't do it. It's not as a punishment for bloodshed because at that point you're not preventing anything. That's what sanctions are trying to do is prevent. Nuclear Iran, prevent a Russian invasion of Ukraine. The list goes on and on. It's not something you do to punish after the fact. It's something you try to do diplomatically to prevent the bigger conflict, to prevent the bloodshed, to prevent the invasion, to prevent a Iran with a deliverable nuclear weapon. But we talked about big tech censorship as well. Because of what happened to our Facebook page at ACLJ. I'm going to go right to the phones. Pauline in North Carolina. Online one. Hey, Pauline.
Hi, Jordan. I wanted to know what the ACLJ, what you're going to do about it. Are you going to be taking Facebook to court?
Well, court, listen, I don't know if you heard that first part of our broadcast. Legally right now, they are almost impossible to take Facebook to court over anything about content because they are exempt from even illegal content. You know, they have a duty to take things down like trafficking of children or drugs or sales of illegal firearms or promoting terrorism. But just because it pops up, they don't get hit by the government as you've got it, you're hosting this
like
information.
They're a publisher.
And that's true for all social media companies. Now there has been discussion about whether that part of the law should be changed. And the reason why that discussion's happening is because no one has a problem with them going after those bad criminal actors. Because criminal actors aren't protected by the First Amendment. But when you start deciding what speech you do and don't like. It started with President Trump. Now, it goes to groups like the ACLJ. You don't like the analysis of a news story, and suddenly you're going to label information this way.
Partly false.
One, you will be punished on your own by your audience, and Facebook has already started to see some of that internally. I mean, a lot of that. Look at their stock price. But second, groups like ours, we can fight back with Facebook, and we are doing that. So we're using all of the channels we have to push back against Facebook.
Yeah, and this is classic. I mean, I said this earlier, Andy. This is classic viewpoint censorship, what big tech, particularly Facebook, did to us by labeling many of our videos partly false, some that had nothing to do with what the labeling was for.
Well, I agree, Jang. You know, the important thing to realize is the importance of freedom of speech and the ability to express ideas that are even offensive to you that you don't like. And it reminds me, because I read so much of French philosophy, of the philosopher Voltaire, who said, "I disagree with everything you say violently, but I will defend to the death your right to say it."
Because we used to think that the way, Harry, you agreed with or addressed speech you disagreed with, which would be more speech, not censorship.
I think that is correct, but fundamental to that particular conclusion is the necessity of competition. So if we go back and we look at Section 230, I think retrospectively, many people are of the view that that particular section was a mistake.
That's a section that limits liability.
Precisely. And second, we should look at what has happened to local newspapers. And so if you look at local newspapers throughout the United States, by and large, they are owned by very large conglomerates so that there is an absence of competition. And if there's an absence of competition, it's very difficult to sustain viewpoint neutrality. So big companies like Gannett, they might own the Louisville newspaper, the Tennessee newspaper in Nashville. In my home city of Detroit, you have the Detroit Free Press and the Detroit News, but they're owned precisely by the same company. So there's no real competition. So I think that's a fundamental issue we need to think about.
All right, let's go ahead and take another phone call. But while you're at it, if you're new to us on Rumble, I want to say thank you. I want you to hit that subscribe button because you'll get, you know, maybe you'll get emails or notifications, however their system works. But also their version of a thumbs up on YouTube, if you will, or a like, is a plus sign. So you'll see it right under the video. There's a plus or a minus. Hit that plus. It really does help us and helps also let Rumble know that you're enjoying this content and that you want to see more content like it. Let's go to Ronald in South Carolina. You're on the air.
Hey, thank you very much for taking my call. Yes, as Jordan was alluding to lightly earlier, was the fact that this could be an effort for these big tech to literally undermine the conservative companies such as yourself, ACLJ, and in the fact that the information that you were getting out, especially about Biden's policy and performance and things of that nature, was leaving a bad taste in the mouths of these liberals, and so they're just doing their best to literally kind of remove you out of the view of conservatives.
Yeah. Listen, I think this, Ronald, I think the companies like Facebook are looking every day to see how they could ban you completely. If they could, they would. So they're looking to see if you will promote one thing or discuss one item where they could just completely shut you down. But if they can't completely shut you down, what they'd like to do is make you less effective. Like you said, Ronald, we were already seeing that.
Yeah, I think
we might have been shadow banned because that's like 100% banned. So we were getting more interaction than that. Yeah. But certainly we weren't getting the reach that we got a year ago.
I think a lot of that started happening a couple of years ago for obvious reasons. But I think there's also, you look at the way Facebook runs or way any of them run, Twitter, however, it's also, like you said, it may not be an all-out, you know, ban like they've done to some people. It would be more in the situation if your content just doesn't quite get the audience of which you have earned and you have got the last decade plus you've been on Facebook.
But Facebook used the phrase, Andy, partly false, and they applied it to something that had nothing to do with that topic. Yeah. But even the phrase partly false is damaging.
It is damaging because it makes it seem like we're deceptive people. We're not deceptive.
And people are getting notifications on that.
Yes, and we're not. We're very careful in what we do. We prepare diligently for our programs. We read the facts. We read the opinions of others. We cogitate on what we're going to say. We think about it very carefully. We analyze it very carefully, Jay, what we do. We don't just come out and just blunder out things, but we think about it very carefully, and our facts are right.
Yeah, the problem is with big tech in this situation. And again, a thank you to Rumble and thank you to all of our radio stations. The problem is, Harry, it is, in a sense, viewpoint discrimination, which the Supreme Court has consistently said is unconstitutional. All nine justices agree with that.
I think that is true, but I also think the justices are not necessarily fully on board in applying that rule, which I think is a good rule, to private companies. Correct. And so I think fundamentally,
that's why you got to fight back.
A, you've got to fight back, but B, to the extent that there are alternatives available, we need to take advantage of them.
Absolutely. And we did. And we appreciate that and our friends at Rumble for hosting us.
Yeah, so we encourage you, as we do each day, to support the work of the ACLJ. We're not just a broadcaster. We're not just a news outlet. We are a legal organization and a policy organization with offices around the country and world. You can support the work of the ACLJ at aclj.org. And if you're kind of learning who we are through these new platforms that we're on, if you go to aclj.org, you'll see exactly who we are, the kind of work that we do, the issues we focus on at the ACLJ. Oftentimes, a lot of that work, we're not able even to get to all of it on the broadcast because of what's going on in the world or what's going on in our own country. But I want to thank everybody too today, especially our Facebook audience, for moving over to Rumble. And we'll let you know tomorrow where things stand as well. Thank Rumble as well for, again, promoting us on their homepage of Rumble. So we thank them as well. And I think that you'll see us a lot more interactive with Rumble as well. But again, I encourage you to go to aclj.org. That's aclj.org. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at aclj.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today, aclj.org.